In today's episode, we're going to talk about two things that you can implement today that will have a long and short-term positive effect on your life and business.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Fighters, many of the coaching clients that I've helped over the years were in serious trouble because of friendly fire. They tried to grow too big, too fast, and cause themselves a bunch of pain. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, even though your employees think you're getting rich. Maybe you're struggling with burnout from living in a constant state of chaos in your business. Maybe your kids haven't seen you in days. Maybe you feel trapped by the business that was supposed to be your ticket to freedom. Wherever you're at, listen, it's time to call a timeout and get your foundation in order. In fact, not even if you're struggling, even if you're winning right now, but you know there's another level of winning that you want to take your business to, it's time to call a timeout right now and get your foundation in order. And that's what our Battleground program is designed to do. It's everything you need to grow your business, sales, marketing, leadership, numbers, you name it, it is there. I want to invite you to go check it out, our kick-ass group coaching program, Battleground, at thecontractorfight.com. /battleground and join an incredible community of other men and women who are kicking some serious tail in their business. Thecontractorfight.com /battleground.
All right, Tim. So we are always setting goals and that can be long-term stuff like that, but let's talk about a couple things we can do today. Let's talk about, if I were to ask you, Tim, what is one business thing? What is one personal thing that you can implement to make a positive impact on, you know, not only today, but, you know, a month or two down the road?
Yeah, Greg, this is kind of crazy to think that you can just maybe come up with two things and implement them really, really, I mean, subtly and so easy to do. The first thing that comes to my mind personally is what would happen if I was on the phone with any of my kids or my wife, and every time I made sure I hung up the phone, I told them I loved them. What kind of impact would that be in my life? I mean, sometimes we just take it for granted and we just sometimes give it that knowing glance or just, yeah, I'll talk to you later and that's it. Or I'll see you tonight. But just slow down and do that one thing. I think that would be a big implement for me because I forget until life gets busy. The second thing I would do for business, and I don't know why I do it, I like to create a couple of relationships. Honestly, I'd like to find one relationship in the contracting world of a trade where it's not something we do. So, Greg, you know we build ponds and waterfalls, which is all beautiful, but there's some things we don't do, like hardscaping and stuff. That's not really what we want to do. So I want to find a relationship. So I have to find that person, and that's not always easy to do, but if I'm not looking for that person, then I'm never going to find them. So, Greg, what would you do differently? What two small things you can do that would make a difference in your life immediately and long-term?
So two things that I need to tighten up on, or definitely business-wise, is my time blocking. I used to be a lot better at this and I've kind of let it slide because I, you know, with time blocking, I have my office paperwork in here, but I don't really like to do the office paperwork, probably like 90% of contractors. So I've kind of gotten away from doing it like I was, and now I'm behind, right? And that affects everything in my business. It affects, you know, my billing and paying and just everything. So you got to get this stuff done. Now I do get the important stuff done, but then you're always categorizing what's more important than the other. And that can get you into trouble in the long term, because stuff's not getting done that should. Okay. So that would be a big one for me business-wise, is getting back to my time blocking. Because I know that's going to get me where I need to be for everyone around me.
You know, I'm kind of jealous because you said time blocking and I'm thinking to myself as I'm looking at my desk of stuff. I mean, not small stuff, big rocks that I need to handle. Stuff in the beginning of the year, figuring out what your overhead is so you figure how much a job is going to cost you to produce. Things like that, Greg, if you could say, I mean, it doesn't have to be an elaborate calendar or something. Like, just know that every day, like, I guess if you were to say from 9 o'clock till noon, I'm doing my phone calls. or just make that time available that is dedicated to that. And then every day from 12 to 1 o'clock, I'm going to take my lunch with my wife, or I'm going to make sure we have a team meeting. Something really simple like that. But not only saying it, not only knowing it, but actually putting it down somewhere where you can see it. And it can't, because things get hijacked. Time gets taken away if you don't schedule things. How are you going to guarantee that these things happen for you?
Yeah, so that's a good point, Tim, is when I used to time block, people knew what I was doing, and I would put my phone to private or do not disturb. So I just focused on that. I had no other distractions, and I would get stuff done. And then I slowly started creeping up and getting distracted again. So you got to let people know what's going on, what your game plan is.
So, Greg, you said you would do something for your business, but what are you going to do for yourself?
Okay, so for my personally, and this might seem, selfish, I guess, because yours is like so meaningful to your family, but this would be for me to take care of myself so I can take care of my family. I have to make sure that I'm getting my exercise in. So it could be 15 minutes. Just go get a sweat, clear my head, and it could be anything. And that affects everything around me. It affects my sleep, how I eat, and it affects my family, because if I don't have that decompression, I'm building up all the, this is not an easy job we do. Contracting can be difficult at times. It can be emotional and it can be stressful. And I need that decompression so I can, best serve my family.
That's totally great. And I'm jealous of those two things. And I think that maybe I might make not just two, maybe make four things I should do. Because we hear it time and time again about getting your oxygen mask on first, taking care of you. Because, man, the worst thing you don't want to have happen is come home at the end of the night or get out of the office and you go into the other room where your wife is and you've got no gas left in your tank because you didn't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because if that isn't right, I don't care how much money you have. If your marriage or your relationship or your family isn't right, then nothing is right. So I guess my challenge, Greg, to people who are listening is to find two things. And you could think that the smallest things. Because what we're talking about is nothing groundbreaking. There are just two things that are going to make us better personally and in business. And it's stuff that's like so obvious in your face that you can see happening right away. You don't have to wait to see the compounding interest over time. So that's my challenge, Greg. I like to see. I like to hear people. Come on, share with us what you're doing. And also, when people see you doing these kind of things, Greg, they're going to want to do the same thing, and it makes everybody better. So let's do this together. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.